What's up, Raza? This is Fernando Amador, and this is my podcast, Chicano Cast number 35. I am into it, Raza, not letting go, keeping on trucking with this bullshit podcast show. So help me out and spread the Chicano Cast link throughout your social media. Review me on iTunes or wherever you hear this bullshit podcast. Bad reviews too, Raza. Bad love is still love, right? Órale. The last show, I asked you to reach out to me if you want me to continue doing this gig. And, you know, thanks a lot, cabrones. All two of you did actually reach out. Gracias, eh? Gracias. So, ¿saben qué? Two listeners is enough for me to do another show. And here you have it. A huevo. Today's show is on something we have all heard of in one form or another. Sometimes it comes in the form of a question. And usually it is passive racism, although other times, like our pinche president, it is not passive at all. It's outright aggressive racism. Go back to where you came from is the name of this podcast. That's right. It's what Trump told the four congresswomen in a tweet. Pinche viejo ignorante. So, Raza, how many times as Chicanos have we heard this or something similar? Usually from gringos, and it usually comes in these forms. Your English is so good. Of course, motherfucker, better be good. That's all I speak. Or, where are you from? LA, pendeja, can't you see the tattoo on my neck? Or, where's the last name from? Where's your last name from? Spain, pendejo, that's right, bitch, I'm European. With a touch of Azteca, hell yeah. And maybe sometimes, but very few times, they are truly ignorant and think only white people can come or be from the USA. Guess what, gringos pendejos, the only people truly from here are the Native Americans. They are the only ones who can ask and tell us, all of us actually, where are you from? Them I do owe an answer to. And I hope they don't say, why don't you go back to where you came from? That's right, everyone else is an immigrant. Okay, that may be going deep, a little bit too deep, so let me get back to the typical Chicano trying to figure out where he or she should go back to. For me, for myself, Raza, it's confusing because, you know, I get told that. Then I think of Los Angeles, Maywood, my mom's panza, the rats. Orale, not sure if I ever mentioned the rats. I'll save it for another show, Raza. Downey? Nah, never Downey. It's for whitewashed Chicanos. Like my kids. Shh. Then I wonder if they mean Mexico, where my mom is from. But I can't go back to where I was really never from. As a Chicano, Raza, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. So it's the only place I can truly call home. And that is the USA. How about you, Raza? How do you feel? Do you feel this way also? Where do you think of when you're told to go back to where you came from? I know a lot of you have probably experienced something like this. Raza, quick beer break. My mouth is dry. What am I drinking? Who? Yeah, what? Someone? You asked, what am I drinking? Okay, I'll tell you. Stone Ruination Double IPA. Damn. Double IPA. Unfiltered Double IPA. Yeah, this bitch is hazy. 8.5% alcohol. So if I'm slurring my words, you know why. Okay, back to the show. But you know what the shit is, Raza? The pinche shit is that we can also be told that when we are in Mexico. And I kind of have been told that. As soon as I, you know, as my mouth opens down there, and this happened more to me as a kid, they would say, tú no eres de aquí, tú eres pocho. Pocho? Pocho? Still not sure how I feel about that word. Maybe you can tell me how you take it. Is it an insult? I'm not sure. How do you feel about it, Raza? Yeah, I couldn't hide my Chicano accent, just like I can't hide my Spanish one either. Some of you have commented on my accent, cabrones. It's my Chicano LA accent. That's right. Usually, I get those comments from Chicanos living away from Latino populations. They hear me, and it feels like comfort food, right? Yeah, you know. You know who I'm talking about. So it goes back to the classic saying for us Chicanos. Ni de aquí, ni de allá. But like I told you before in a previous podcast, that old saying doesn't apply, Raza. We are from somewhere. We are from the USA, but have Mexican blood that, yeah, we're proud of. And for those of you listeners not born in the USA, if you have either become a citizen or adopted our culture and accepted our laws, then yeah, fuck yeah. You're from here too. Welcome to Chicanoville. So when you're told to go back, you know, to where you came from, just know that you're already there. And it's here, not there. Wait, where? Espérame. Oh, yeah, here. Yeah. There? Here, meaning the USA, pendejos. So you're already there. And that is what I say. I am from here. I am an American. I am Chicano. To me, raza, being Chicano is the same as being American or a Mexican American. I never heard of a Mexican Chicano in Mexico, but maybe I'm wrong, because I have a listener from Japan who is into the podcast, and as far as I know, he is Japanese. It makes me happy to know that someone from so far away can appreciate Chicano culture, while some pendejos like I used to be, and even some of you listeners still struggling, trying to accept their Chicano origin and their true culture, you know, might be the same as me, confused. But keep listening, Weyes. You will in no time realize you are Chicana or Chicanex, as the young ones call it. And when you do, it will be like seeing the light, like a burden off your back, 1,000 pounds off your back. You will think, oh shit, that's what I am. That's who I am. I am Chicanex. No wonder I could never fit in anywhere. Because I was, you know, always trying to be someone I was not. Neither a gringo prieto nor a Mexicano. And for some reason, I always felt like I was faking something and not belonging. It's because I'm Chicana. That's my gente. That's right. Say it, women. I'm Chicana. I should start a church, raza. But not of religion, but of culture. The church for the lost tribe of the Mexican-American Chicano casters. Órale. So, raza, for our president, el pinche Trump, to directly say or write this to the four women of color, makes us realize how racist and ignorant he truly is. Three of the four were born in the USA, and the other is a US citizen. And all hold seats in Congress. Come on, pendejo, if these women are not American, then who is? Maybe he should say this to his wife. I can't believe how he hates immigrants so much, and his wife is an immigrant. Poor lady, I feel bad for her at times having to sleep with this pendejo. Gross. So, raza, go back to where you came from can apply to just about everyone if you look back at our ancestors. All white people would have a place to go that is not North America. So, you know, it's so hypocritical to say this to anyone as is asking them where are they from. It's the same shit. This comment or question only aids, you know, to divide us even more, to show that we are not all one in America. And it is definitely Trump's strategy to divide, or maybe it is the Russian one, right? Or both, because a house divided against itself cannot stand. And if we continue down this road, this fork in the road where you're either on the left or on the right, then we are in to get ourselves, and by ourselves I mean the USA, into a bad situation. One where there is racism, division, and a lack of trust among the citizens of each other. And we will be so worried about each other and how we hate each other that we will not be able to see the government and its dirty bidding to take away more of our freedoms and enslave us even more. All the while having a preference for corporations and that 1% that controls our country and the world. We will never be able to see who the true enemy is. So white listeners, do I have any white listeners? Well, if I do, yeah, you güeros, please never ask someone, and especially not a child, where they are from. No matter how thick the accent, how dark the skin, if they are here, it is because they are either American or want to become American. The shit with Trump, raza, is not only is he a racist, but he is a racist with all the power in the world. And it shows in his treatment of immigrants in the fucking concentration camps. His tweet, go back to where you came from, that tweet is actually harmless, raza. Fuck that tweet, because none of the four are going anywhere. And good for them, because they are where they belong. That tweet is harmless by comparison, you know, to the treatment of the immigrants, the concentration camps, the separation of families, the conditions he has them in right now. That's what we should be focused on. Not a stupid tweet, at least not while people are being tortured and children are being taken from their parents. And yes, he, raza, it is in his power to make the situation better for those people. But his racist ass chooses not to. You know, may he pay for this 100 times, 1,000,000 times, Raza. So we're all distracted with a fucking go back tweet. All the while, people are in concentration camps living in inhumane conditions. And like I said before, Raza, I feel guilty somehow that this is happening in America. I feel responsible somehow as an American. And that is why I am bringing it up and won't let go. It doesn't have to be this way. We have billions upon billions of dollars and we choose to cheap out and torture people. Because that is what it is at this point. It is torture. It is not the way of the USA. At least, not the USA I am from. Wake up, pendejo. Speaking to myself, Raza. Because it's happening and we are causing it. And history will go down this way. So maybe it is the way of the USA. Because you know what? If you go back in history, it happened to the Japanese. And it probably happened to other people that stupid ass is not aware of. So yeah, Raza. Shameful. Okay, Raza, I'm done ranting. I was all over the place today, so I hope you were able to follow and got something from this show. Again, please share links to the podcast on your social media. Review the show on which one? Apple Podcasts, yeah. And reach out to me to let me know I should keep doing this. Yeah, just like you did already, cabrones. So have a good weekend, Raza, and stay brown and stay proud. And remember to be a verb. Yeah, get off your lazy ass, put that joint down and take action. Any action, follow your gut. And I don't mean to get a burrito, but to take action on lo que te encabrona. Yeah, that's a direction to go. Later, Raza.
Hey, Chicano Cast, you're all about pop culture. I'm thinking that you might even believe that the earth is flat.
Nah, man. I'm not pop culture. I'm deep. I'm deep in education. I'm deep in fucking science. I'm deep in math. Hey, vieja. Cancel that fucking cruise we have, yeah? Please. Órale.